USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A second woman is claiming Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax sexually assaulted her. But this time, she said it was rape. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
A second woman has accused Virginia's Lieutenant Governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, of sexual assault. The woman says through her attorney that Fairfax raped her when they were students at Duke back in 2000. Former Republican Governor of Louisiana Bobby Jindal tells Fox News these women, they have to be heard from.
Clearly they need to be heard. The New York Times is now saying there were contemporary conversations from the first woman making accusations that are consistent with what she is saying now. So this looks credible. They need to be heard, and they want to be heard. They need to be heard.
Fairfax is labeling the allegations as demonstratively false. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
A man who stabbed a pregnant real estate agent to death in New York won't be charged for the unborn child's death. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
An accused murderer who stabbed his pregnant girlfriend to death won't face an abortion charge since the governor signed the Reproductive Health Act last month, which legalizes abortion up until birth in many cases. Fox News reports Anthony Hobson's second-degree abortion charge was dropped because abortion was removed from the state's criminal code. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's a high-level meeting going on this weekend near Washington, D.C. The White House is hosting a group of Capitol Hill lawmakers at Camp David, the rustic compound in Maryland that's hosted key peace accord talks. Top administration officials say it's an opportunity to build bipartisan relationships. Discussions are expected on efforts to pass a bipartisan border security package to send to President Trump as a short-term spending deadline approaches. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A popular English actor who was also a producer and director of film, television, and theater has passed away. With a look back on his life, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
He was a three-time Golden Globe winner, the British actor appearing as Daddy Warbucks in the 1982 version of Annie.
I love money, I love power, I love capitalism, I do not now and never will love children.
But Albert Finney had dozens of roles, also as Ebenezer Scrooge, and he appeared in Aaron Brockovich. Finney has died at 82. His family says he succumbed to a brief illness. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Buckingham Palace says 97-year-old Prince Philip has decided to stop driving. This less than a month after he was involved in a collision that injured two women. The palace says, after careful consideration, Queen Elizabeth's husband has taken the decision to voluntarily surrender his driver's license. The BBC's John Diamond.
He's been a fiercely independent man for decades now. He's enjoyed driving. He's been a man of huge activity. This will have been a fairly painful decision for him, albeit one that is said to have been entirely his own.
Philip was behind the wheel of a Land Rover near the royal family's estate in eastern England when he slammed into another car last month. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.